The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Yisro. We have in the Parsha the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. The fifth commandment which is found in Yisrei Chof, Perek Yud Beis, Yisrei Chof, Posuk Yud Beis. Kabed esavicha vesimecha. You shall honor your father and your mother. Leman yarichun yomecha al ha'adoma asher adinoi alecha nesin loch. In order that you shall have, your day shall be lengthened on the earth which Hashem, or on the land, which Hashem your God will give you. Rashi brings, Im techabed yarichun yomecho. If you will give honor to your mother, to your father and mother, your days will be lengthened. Bim lab yiktzarun. And if not, they will be shortened. Shedivretera nutrikun heim. Michlal nidroshi michlal hein lab, michlal lab hein. Because the words of the Torah are written exactly, and you can learn from it what it says, and you can learn the converse from the opposite. This is what it states by in our Parsha and Parshas Yisro. The Torah repeats the Ten Commandments in Parshas Va'eschanan. There, in just try to find it there in Devarim Hey Parshas Va'eschanan Posuk Tes Zayin, again it states Kabed Esavicha Vesimecha, you shall honor your father and your mother, but there are a few slight changes. Kasher tzivcho Hashem alakecho, like Hashem has commanded you. This is not in the first commandments, the first time the commandments are written. Rashi brings, what does it mean, kasher tzivcho? Kodem matan Torah, b'moro. Like Hashem has already commanded you before the giving of the Torah. In Parshas B'Shalach, last week's Parsha, after Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt, they came to a place called Moro. Mora is, means bitter. It was called Mora because the waters were bitter. And there they cried to Hashem, and Hashem showed them some wood. They threw it into the water, and the water became sweetened. And there it states, Shom somle cheku mishpat vishon nisohu. This is in last week's Parshan, Parshas B'Shalach. Shom Somle Heku Mishpat, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them statutes and judgments, Visham Nisohu, and then they were tested. This Rashi explains what were the statutes and judgments. The statutes, Chok, was Por Aduma and Shabbos. Por Aduma is a statute that means we do not understand all of its meanings. Shabbos also is a statute which is difficult to understand all of its meanings. The Mishpat is something which we can easily understand. The Das is Mechayvet. Even the Seichel Odom, the intelligence of a person, comes to this conclusion. The mishpat he gave was kibud av em, that one should honor his father and mother. So this is what it means, kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, like I gave you, and this was kedeman Torah, before the giving of the Torah. Then it states, leman yarichun yomecha, uleman yitav loch. The first commandments, it merely stated, in order that your days shall be lengthened. Here it adds, in order that it shall be good for you. On the land which Hashem, your God, is giving to you. This is very significant, that it adds leman yitav loch, because the word tov, which is the word good, goodness, and this is a very special word when the Torah uses it. For example, it uses this in regards to Hashem. See, tov Hashem lakol. It uses this in regards to his Torah, ki lekach tov nosati lochem. It uses this in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu. When they saw him, they said he was tov. So this is a very special word. This word is not used in the entire Ten Commandments, with one exception, and that's here, by Kibbur Avim. Leman Yitav Loch, in order that Hashem shall be able to do goodness for you on the earth, on this land which he has given to you. We have therefore the mitzvah to honor a person's father and mother, which is written twice in Yisro and in Bas Kanan in the Ten Commandments. We have also in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, that's in Vayikra, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Gimel. Ish imay ve'oviv tira'u. A man shall fear. Tira'u means a fear of respect. In other words, you shall be respectful. With an awe to a person, to his mother and to his father. Then states further, "Veshabbosai tishmoru, and you shall guard my Shabbos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God." Rashi here says, that we must mention this. Here the Torah is adding that not only kabed, kibud, to honor, but also meira, to show a respect and an awe. And kan higdim aim le'av, when it comes to showing respect and an awe, there the Torah writes a mother first. Because by nature, a person has greater awe from his father than his mother. Because it states the father is the one who rebukes him, while the mother is constantly mishadlosei, she deals with him with a soft hand. When it comes to honor, though, there by nature, he has more honor to his, he by nature will give more honor to his mother than to his father. So there, the Torah writes, Kabed es avicha, it places father first, and then mother. Now, why does the Torah write, Veshabseisai tishmoru, in the same pasuk, and you shall guard my Shabbos, says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God. So Rashi explains to tell us, so somach shmir Shabbos lemeir av lemar av apish zaticho al meir av im yemelacho chalelas haShabbos al tishmalei. Even though I have commanded you that you must listen and respect your mother and father, but not if they command you to do something which is against my will. For example, if they command you to desecrate my Shabbos, no, es Shabbos aysai tishmeiro. And so is it with all mitzvahs. If they command you to desecrate my mitzvahs, then you're not allowed to listen to your father or mother. Why? Because Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ato Ve'achpichach Hayovim B'chvaydi, because you and your parents are obligated to honor me, Hashem says, and to fear me. So therefore, I command you to honor and fear your parents, but all of you are commanded to fear me. My respect must come first. And therefore, if they command you to break the laws of the Torah, then you are not allowed to listen to them. These are the various sources that we have in the Torah for this mitzvah, which, as we will see, is a very, very great mitzvah. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed, Seif Amud Beis, says as follows. The Torah says that you should honor your father and mother. And the Torah says that you shall honor Hashem from your home, from your wealth, from that what He gives you. We notice that the same expression is used by both, the word kaveid, to give honor. We see that the Torah equates the honor which one is obligated to give to his parents to the honor which one is obligated to give to him. This is something which is very, very wondrous. A king usually will command you to honor one of his officials or one of his ministers, but he expects more honor himself. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu places it on the same level. Kabed es avicho ves imecho, and kabed Hashem es Hashem ehincho. That as I have commanded you to give honor to me, I command you to give honor to your parents. Hishva, he has equated it. The Gemara goes further. Nemar ish imai ve'aviv tira'u, states, these are the psukim which we quoted, a mother and father you must fear and respect. And it states, Hashem, your God, you shall fear and you shall serve Him. Again, the Torah equates the fear which He commands from each individual to the same fear and respect that He commanded one to have for one's parents. Nemar mikalel ovivi may meshumos, nemar ish ki kalel aleikov, venosai chetoi. Another place it states that if heaven forbid a person will curse his father or his mother, this carries the death penalty. And it states, heaven forbid, that if a person will do this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it also carries the death penalty. We see Hishva Kosov Birchazavim Birchazamokam. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu equated this also to his, that he demanded the respect and fear to one's parents to the same level that he demanded it from himself. Now, the Gemara says a reason for this. V'chein bedin. This is very reasonable. Why? Because we could say, how can we equate this? Because all three are partners in the creation of man. There are three partners, three forces, which bring about the creation of man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avi V'Imai, Hashem, Father and Mother. Rashi brings that there's a brayso on Masechet Nida. We've quoted this often, which states that there are 20 elements which is placed into the embryo, the fetus, the embryo, when it's being formed. 20 basic elements. And the elements which are physically of a red color, like the blood and the flesh and so forth, it states that the mother contributes. The elements which are biologically, physically of a white color, for example, the bone structure, muscle, that the father contributes. And they each contribute five each. So that's 10. The other 10, which is already somewhat higher than a pure physical and biological level, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu contributes. Rashi brings some of this. He says, "Meforish b'raisa masechet Nida, ish mazriya levin shabai." The man, the father, he gives forth the white elements. Ish mazras odim shabai. The mother gives forth the red elements. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nefeach bai, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives him the neshama, the soul, the mara ayin, the power of sight, which is not physical alone. The Shmias Ozen, the power of hearing. The Dibur, the power of speech. The list of 10 elements. Kodesh Baruch Hu equals that what both the father and mother gives. But what do we see from there? Shleisha Shutfim Ba'adam. There are three partners in the formation of man. Kodesh Baruch Hu Avivimai. Bizman Shodim Machaber Es Aviv V'Simai. The Gemara continues that when a person will give honor to his father and mother, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Mal Ani Alehem Kilo Dati Menehem Bekabduni. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, then I view this as if I am living with you and you are giving honor to me also. This is why he equates one with the other. Because when I am with a person, persons with Selam Elohim, I'm with a person. And not only am I with a person, but he has the elements which I gave him. He's actually connected to me. When you show honor to your parent, which you should, because they also had to do with the formation of you, you are also showing honor and respect to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And I'm happy that I'm here. But the Gemara says a little further that Bizman she'odem metzares avivimai. But at the time when a person causes suffering and pain and anguish to a father or mother, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yofe osisi sheleidati b'neihem. He removes himself and he says, it's very good that I don't live here. Shemole dati b'neihem tsi'aruni. Because if I would live here and live together with this family, he says, they would cause me pain and suffering also. So it's good that I chose not to live here. And that's why he's equating the fear and the respect for the parents to the fear and respect that he expects himself. The Gemara, a little further, in Daf Lamed Aleph, Gemara asks the question. They asked Rav Ula, Ad heichon kibur aveim. How far is one expected to go? It's demanded from one to honor his father and mother. Omalehem, he said to them, Tzu'uru ma'osa evit kechovim echod ba'ashkelein. Medomer ben nesina shemay. There was a certain non-Jew who lived in Ashkelon. And the Gemara later on brings, some have that in the Gittes of the text, that he was a Roman. And Doma ben Nesina Shmoy, his name was Doma ben Nesina. Pam achas bikshu chachomim pakamacho, bishishim ribua sochor. There was a time when the chachomim needed something from him. They needed to do some business with him. And it was worth 600,000 dollars or dinarim or whatever it might be worth of business. So it was a big deal. And they came with the money. And the merchandise that they were willing to buy, they wanted to buy, was in a safe. And the key to the safe, it was in a safe or a cupboard, a cabinet, and the key was under the pillow where his father was sleeping on. And they couldn't wait anymore. They waited and they couldn't wait. So he, what should he do? Should wake up his father, take the key, and tell his father to go back to bed. The late Siarai. No, he refused to do so. And he lost the deal. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Rav Yudah Rav Shmuel says, Shoalu as Rav Lezer, they ask this question to Rav Lezer, Ad Heichen Kibar Aveim, how far is one expected to go in the honoring of his father and mother? Omar Lehem, he told them, Tzuru Ma'os Evirichovim Echot, Lo'aviv, it was about this person again, but a different case. He says, go and see what this Gentile did in regards to his father. He lived in Ashkelon. Doma ben Nesina Shemai. His name was Doma ben Nesina. Bikshu mimenu chachomim avonim la'efo b'shishim b'rubua socher. He had the precious stones. These were the Avnei Sheham, the precious stones, which were very difficult to find, which the sages needed for the Kohen Gadol's robe. And they went to him, and they offered him a large sum of money, and he said, all right, 600,000 pieces of dinarim. And Rav Kahana said, no. He said, when he heard the story, it was 800,000. All right. Similar case. The stones were locked up, and the key, Mafteach Munach Tachas Mareish Yosef Shalomi, was under the pillow of the father, where the father was sleeping. The Chachomim waited and waited. He was still sleeping. They said they cannot wait anymore. He refused to wake up his father. Next year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded this non-Jew for fulfilling this honor to his parents, to his parent. What was the reward? Shenol de lepora aduma be'edrei. A calf was born to his herd, and it was completely red. And this is the Por Aduma. And that's something which is very, very rare. This was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and the Chachomim needed it. Nichnasu Chachmi Yisrael Etzlai. So the Chachomim came to him, and they said, we heard that you have a Por Aduma, we would like to purchase it from you. Omar Lehem, he said to them, Yedeani bachem shimani mevakish mekem kol mamon shebaelom atem nesnin li. He says, I know that I can hold out for as much money as I want, and you'll have to pay it, because you Jews need this Por Aduma. However, einani mevakish mekem, I am not going to blackmail you, I'm not going to hold out for any more money except mima shehifsadati bishvil kveid abba. Only for the money that I lost when I lost that deal because I didn't want to wake up my father. That was it. So when Chanina heard all of this, he said, "Umami sheina metzuba eiba esa kach metzuba v'aisa l'achas kama v'kama." A non-Jew is commanded in seven mitzvahs. The first 10 generations were given 6 mitzvahs, and then to Noach and after and his generations were given an additional. So they commanded 7 mitzvahs. The mitzvah to honor one's parents was not a mitzvah in the Torah that was given to the non-Jew. He still must do it, he still does it, but it was not one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. So Rechanina said, if this is how far, and if this is the reward for someone who did this mitzvah that he was not commanded in, so by us, B'nai Yisrael, that we are commanded in it, Halach Haskam V'Kam Amas Moso, Domer Rav Chisda Godel Mitzvah V'Vaisa Mishena Mitzvah V'Vaisa, because Rav Chisda said, a klal, a principle, that when you do a mitzvah that you're commanded in, the reward is far greater than when you do a mitzvah that you're not commanded in. The Gemara carries on. Ki osa Rabdimi, when the Rabdimi came, and he heard this whole, what the Chachomim were discussing, he said, I'll tell you another story about this person. There was one time, he was sitting amongst the royalty of Rome. We see he was a very odd mechoshuv. He was a wealthy person, an important person. He was sitting amongst the royalty of Rome at a banquet, and he was dressed in gowns of gold with gold embroidery. Ubasa Imai, and his mother walked up to him in public. Tosfos brings she was the Medrash writes miturefes midaito. She was not stable. She was an old lady and she was not stable. She walked up to him. Karasa mimenu. She tore his gown off. Tofchalei areishai. She slapped him, and she spit in front of him. And this was in front, this was in public when he was sitting with the royalty of Rome. And he refused to do anything that would cause her anguish. He remained silent. Gemara goes further now. Now the Gemara leaves Doma ben Nesino. But they have brought 3 cases. One case where the Chachomim wanted to do some business with him for whatever reason, and he forfeited the business, even though it was worth 600,000 pieces of dinarim. He forfeited it because he didn't want to wake up his father. The father was sleeping on the key to the chest. The second case is when they came to buy the Avnei Sheham, and he had this, and again he forfeited that. Then it states what his reward was. His reward was a Por Aduma, a red calf, which he ultimately sold to the Chachomim for that amount. And the third case is where his mother came and she totally abused and embarrassed him in public. And he refused to do anything that would cause her any anguish or tsar. Monarch carries on. Yesh Michael Aviv Pisunin Vitorad Minoilam, Yesh Matchina Berechaim, Omivila Chaylam Abo. Monarch brings, it says, that sometimes a wealthy man can give his father much to eat, but he does it in a way of which it's not nice and gracious, and he does it begrudgingly and insultingly, and he can lose his world to come. And there's another case of a person who doesn't have much at all, but he does whatever he can for his parents, and he does it with an ayin yofe, with a good eye, and a lev sameach, and with a happy heart, and he causes them joy, and he can acquire the world to come with this. Amar Ababua. Rabobua said, Kigain Avimi Brei. He says, my son, Avimi, Kai Mitzvah's Kibbut. My son, Avimi, really fulfilled this mitzvah. Chamisha b'nei samchi, havelei l'avim b'chai oviv. Avimi had five sons. I'm not sure if the Gemara means they all had smicha, or if they all were eating at his table. But nevertheless, he had five sons. I think they all had smicha. And he says, while I was living, this is what Rababua, in other words, Rababua was the grandfather. And his son was Avimi. And Avimi had five sons. Bechiava osa Rababua kori ababa. And he said, when I would come to the house, he was living in the house. And whenever I would come home, and I would knock on the door and say, I'm here. So if you have five grandchildren, you got plenty of grandchildren that can go open the door. Now, Rohit Va'ozo, my son, Avimi, the father of the five children, of the five sons, would come and run to the door. Uposachle. Vama in admoti osam. And he would say, I'm coming. And he wouldn't allow anyone else to open the door. Even though he had five sons there, he himself would run. In other words, he wouldn't say, open the door for Zayda. He would run and do it himself. Another case. Yom Echad, one day, Omar Le'ashkain Maya, he asked his son, Avimi, Rababua asked his son Avimi, please bring me some water. Ada Isile, when Avimi got there with the water, Nimnam, his father had fallen asleep. Gochin Koyaleo, Aditaya. So he stood next to him for a long period of time until he woke up. Then he gave him the water. But he says, Istaya Milse Vidorish Avimi Mizmalosa. While he was standing there, waiting for his father to wake up, he understood some divrei Torah that he never understood before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a reward for that right away. Mora brings another case, Reb Tarfin, Hava Leia Hi Imo Zekena. We just have in our Gemara, Reb Tarfin had a mother. The Rosh brings Ima Zekena. I guess it was an old mother. And the Rif says Ima Safta, an old mother. The Chol Amos to have a boy, Lemesik Lepuria. Now, excuse me. That's another case. I was thinking of another case further. 1 minute. Here, Rav Yosef, ki have shoma kol kare di ime. When Rav Yosef would hear the footsteps of his mother come in, Omar ekum mekame shchina da asu. He would say, let me get up, the shchina is coming. See, when he would hear the footsteps of his mother come in, he would say, let me get up, the shchina is coming. There are many, many stories and lessons here in the Gemara, but we don't have time to go into them all this evening. Now, we're living in a world today where not only is it a world void of Chochmas HaTorah, the wisdom of Torah, but it's a world which is also a void from Chochmas Derech Eretz, from the wisdom of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is the proper ways of dealings between people, proper ways of the world. Some English it's called horse sense. In Yiddish it's called Menschlichkeit. The Maral explains that we must not confuse the two. He says, Chochmas Derech Eretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him Adam HaRishon, the first man. Because he had to know how to get on along in this world, in a world of people. How to take care of himself, how to deal with others, how to live in a society. And that the whole world was commanded on. And that he refers to as the Chochmas HaTachteina, the wisdom of this world, which the intelligence of the human being can dictate. Chochmas HaTorah, that's built on that and beyond that. That's a wisdom from another world. The Torah was created before this world was created. It encompasses the Kol Ma'aseh Bereishis, all of creation. That's the Chochmah Elyona. That he gave a few of the mitzvahs to the whole world, but the entire Torah he gave to Israel. So we're living in a world that's not only void of Chochmas HaTorah, but it's void of Chochmas Derech Eretz. And it's the current culture of the Western world to bring everyone down and to equate one with the other, and heaven forbid, not to lift up or raise up one above the other. And this is known as the Western world, current Western world, refers to this as equality. Actually, the legislatures, judges, will write often. This was never meant by the founding fathers of the constitutions of Western culture. How can there be equality? Some people are created healthy, some are not healthy. Some people are created wealthy, some are created poor. Communism wanted to create some type of equality. So you'll take away from the wealthy and give to the poor. Some are tall, some are short, some are intelligent, some are not intelligent. Some will work hard, others won't work hard. Says what equality meant in the constitutions of the Western culture, they write that every person is equal in the eyes of the law. There must be one law for everyone. Equal rights, which would mean that you cannot, like the Torah tells us, you can't favor this person because he's wealthy over the poor person, or you can't favor the poor person over the wealthy person in the eyes of the law because you have rachmonis on him. You cannot favor one over the other because of the family he comes from in the eyes of the law, in dinim, in mishpat, or one race over another race. These are all, this is the eyes of justice. Everyone must receive just law and be equal in the eyes of the judges. This is actually source, this is enshrined in the Torah. But the thought of modern culture, Western culture, is no. Everyone has to be on the same plane. Now, if you say like that, then you have totally destroyed the concept of kibud and meira, that of honor and that of respect and that of fear and awe. Because the foundation of honor and fear and awe is where you give honor to someone who, for whatever reason it might be, you recognize that he might be greater than you. He might be on a higher pedestal than you. for whatever reason it might be. Just like in the army, or in the navy, or the air force. A private is obligated to give honor to his lieutenant. And a lieutenant is obligated to give honor to his colonel. And a colonel is obligated to give honor and fear to his general. And we don't say, no, we're all the same. So it comes out that the current modern trends of culture have totally derided, have totally uprooted the foundations of all kibud and of all meira, honor and respect. Contrary to this, this is a foundation, not a single foundation, but this is a mainstay foundation of our entire Torah. Accordingly, modern Western culture is totally the hepech, the antithesis of Torah thought. And that's where we find ourselves in such a mess. Give you examples. I'll give you a few examples where the Torah required that we give respect and honor to other people. And I'll list them, but not necessarily in their order. Many of them are mitzvahs asayis, mitzvahs leisasis. Many of them are positive and negative commandments. Many of them are very, very mitzvahs chamures, very, very serious commandments, and so on. First of all, we have a mitzvah of kveid malchus. We have to give honor to a melech in Yisrael, to a king. And that's a very, very demanding mitzvah, the honor that we are obligated to give him, and carries very, very heavy penalties if we don't. In that vein, the Torah has commanded us that we must even give honor to a king who's not a king of Israel. Chelek kol kim kovet lemelech. So far does it go that consistently when Moshe came to Paray, and Paray was the tyrant, he was a Haman, so far that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly told Moshe, you speak to him with respect. He's the king. You deal with him with respect. He's the king. And Moshe, this was a difficult mitzvah for Moshe, because he was losing his patience with him. First of all, he was a Roshah. Secondly, he was a kafir. He denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thirdly, he was persecuting and killing Moshe's people. And then he became insulting in the end to Moshe. Right before, after all of the plagues, before the 10th plague, he told Moshe, get out of my court, because if I see you again, I'll kill you. So he threatened Moshe. And it states, Vayetzu vayotzu mimenu b'chori af. Moshe went out with the heat of anger. He was so angry. But still in the same breath, Moshe pointed to him and he said, soon all of your servants will come to me and come to us. Not only they'll prevent us from going out, but they'll insist that we go out. And the sages asked, why did he say all of your servants? He should have said, soon you too will come, because Paray was the one. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't talk to a king that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you don't say that. Kovan HaMelech. This we had in Parshas Bo. Now, another example. Kveid Chachomim. We are the wise of Torah. Very, very heavy mitzvah. We are commanded, bidded, to give them the utmost respect and fear. Kveid Rabbi, someone that teaches you Torah, it states that Kveid Rabbi, ki Kveid Shemayim, you have to give him respect like you respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It states you have to give him respect even more than a parent, because a parent brings you, unless the parent also teaches you Torah, because a parent brings you in this world and he brings you into the next world. Then there's Kveid Rabbi Imei, which we were just speaking about. Then the Gemara goes further. You have to give honor to your grandparents. You have to give honor to any person that's old, the Gemara tells us, any old person you must show honor and respect to. People say, why do I have to give him respect? What did he do for me? Where did he earn such respect? We're the same. The Torah doesn't think of it like that. So far that it states that the great Rabbi Yochanan, when he used to see an old Gentile in the street, he'd go over and give him a, let him lean on his hand and help him and show him respect. Right? An old Gentile. Then brings that a stepfather you have to give respect to, and a stepmother. Even though a person will say, look, he's not my father, he's not my mother. This is Baal Ishtai and Eshes Aviv. And the Gemara goes further. It says, Kabeid Es Avicha Ve Es Imecha. From the Vav we learn out, Ochicha HaGodl. You have to give respect to your older brother. And there are Rishanim that hold that that's Min HaTorah. Today, tell a kid he's got to give respect to his older brother. And the Gemara brings also an older sister. An older sister too. Kahanim. Mitzvah says, Min HaTorah. Positive commandment. That we have to show respect to the Kahanim. A person will say, well, we're created equal. No, we're not. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an extra dimension of Kedusha to the Kahanim, and we have to show respect and admiration for that. A Chochom, a wise person, Mechachmei HaUmos. A wise person in worldly knowledge, even if he's not a Ben Yisrael Jewish, you have to show respect to him. States, you see him, you have to make a bracha. Someone who is a wise person in worldly knowledge, you have to show admiration for it. And you make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has given such wisdom to Bosav Adam, to a person of human flesh. The Gemara says, even an osher, a wealthy person, even though he might not possess any of the other things we're talking about, you have to be machaber him kfi oshrei. You have to take and honor him in accordance to his wealth. Which means that, for example, you must find a place for him to sit that would be according to his wealth. Right? Or show him the respect according to his wealth. Kfei Talmidai. Mora says you have a Talmud, you have to show respect to him. It says, Hevi kfei talmid cho ki kfei ratzmai. You must show respect to a talmid just as you show respect to yourself. Or kfei chaver cho. You must show respect to a talmid like you show respect to a chaver. A chaver, you also have to show respect. The fact is, when they came to the great Reb Lezer HaGodl before he was dying, and the Talmidim came to him and they said, Rebbe Lamdeini Orches Chaim, teach us the way of life that we also might be Zeicher to the world to come. So the first thing, he told them a number of things, but the first thing he told them was, Izaru Bikfeit Chavrecham, treat your colleagues. Treat your colleagues with the utmost respect. Shemitechach tisku lechay elam abo, and through this you will be zecher to a life and world to come. A husband is obligated to show utmost respect to his wife, since he's Arabic Fedishtai. And a wife is obligated to show utmost respect to her husband. The Chazal tell us that The truth of the matter is, you must show respect to any person, to all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nivroim, all of his creations, because they're his creations. And if you're disrespectful to his creations, you'll be disrespectful to the one who created the creations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them all the nefesh, and he created them in the Tzelem Elohim. And therefore the Gemara says that the great Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, when he would walk out on the street, Hoya magdim shalom lechol odom afilo akum shebishuk. He would be the first one to greet anyone, even the non-Jew in the street, to show respect for a human being. And then, the Chazal are very, very insistent that this is how a person must conduct his household. And this is how you must teach young people. The Vilna Gaon, in his letter to his household before he was going to Eretz Yisrael, the trip was aborted, but before he was going, he writes consistently. He says, teach the children how to behave properly. That they should behave with each other. He says, first that they should show the utmost respect to their mother, and the utmost respect to their baba, and they should respect each other. And then he writes, and call me shegodle menu bishonim. They should always show utmost respect to anyone that's older than them. See, call me shegodle menu bishonim. Anyone who's older, they must stand up for, they must speak politely to, and so on. Now, it's no wonder that the world finds itself, society finds itself in such a mess as today. Because everything that we're saying, as mentioned, this is contrary to modern thought. Modern thought is that we're all the same, we're all buddies, we're all chaverim, from one chevra. You talk to anyone, and you can talk to the President of the United States the same way, why not? And you can talk to your boss the same way, why not? You know, if not, it's not democratic. It's not equality. You have a right to insult anyone. And that's why you don't find today respect for the human being. You don't find it's a world of disrespect. So how can you find Kibbur Av V'Em or anything else that we're speaking about here? And that's why it's very remote, these mitzvahs to us. But it's not that it's something that is not enforced today. It's we're remote from it. It's not that the mitzvahs are remote from the world. I'll give you another example. It states by Yaakov when he came in Parshas Vayechi. Before he would die, he called, Yosef came with his two sons to see him, Ephraim and Manasseh, and to receive brachas. And Yosef brought his two sons there. This is in Vayechi, Parsha Memches, Perek Memches, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayotze Yosef osam me'im birkov, vayishtachu le'apov arzo. And Yosef brought the two sons, and then he backed away from his father. Rashi says, la'achas shenoshkom, after he let his father Yaakov kiss his two sons, Hotziim Yosef Mim Birkov, Kidei Leyash from Zel Yamin Vzel Yishmol. So then he brought them both sons next to Yaakov, so Yaakov would be able to bless them and put his hands on their heads. Ulavorchom. And Kisho Khoza Lachurov, and then Yosef backed away from his father. He bowed. Now Yosef was the king of Egypt. He was the king of the whole world, Chazal tell us. We mentioned many times, actually, from the Medrash and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says there were 10 kings that ruled over the entire world. One was Yosef. So this was the king of the whole world. The fact is, Yaakov got up for him. Because he says, "Left covered l'malchus, I have to honor him." Yosef is backing away from his father, and he bowed. This was the respect that someone had for a father. So it's not that it's remote from us, it's we're remote from it. Now, what happens if, in addition to all of this that we're saying, you have someone that has done great things for you? Someone that has done many good things. Then we have, in addition to this, we have what is known as Hakoras HaTov, Kofui Teva. Person, the Torah is very, very demanding that a person must show gratitude. He must show appreciation. And if not, then he's a Kofui Teva, which is a very, very Mida Maguna, a very, very despicable quality in a person. Or he cannot show appreciation or gratitude to someone that did some good for him. When it comes to a father and mother, we have both now, both together. In the Chinuch, the Bala Chinuch writes this, and he says, in this mitzvah, Nisro, it's mitzvah Lamed Gimel, he writes, it is proper for a person to recognize and to do chesed to he or she that has done goodness to him. And he shouldn't be an ish novel. An ish novel is an abominable person that closes his eyes to the goodness that someone does to you. Shezeh mida ro'ah u'ma'usa betachlis. Because this is from the worst quality a person can have, the most despicable quality a person can have. Lifnei Elokim ba'anoshim. Not only before Hashem, but before people also. U'shiyiten aliba ke'aveim him sibas hiyoseh ba'ilam. Father and mother, they are the ones who caused you to come into the world. Therefore, you must do everything. It's proper that you, it's right that you must do everything possible. Because who else has brought you into the world? Because they are the ones who brought you into the world. Gam yogu b'ikam yegiz b'karnusay. And how hard did they work when you were little and bringing you up? And then he says, someone who has this quality that can recognize this, from this he'll recognize what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for you. He is the ultimate source and cause of not only you, but your parents also. Ad Adam HaRishon, and of the whole world. And he is the one who has brought you into this world. He takes care of all of your needs all of the time. He sees that you're well and healthy. He gave you a nefesh, a soul. Das, he gives you intelligence. Without this, you would be like a susa perid. You would be like a horse or a mule. How could you do anything in this world to serve Hashem? So therefore, he says that the simple seichel requires this. That why the Torah was so demanding when it comes to a person honoring his parents. I'd like to quote a few halachas on this from the Rambam in Perek Vav from Hilchos Mamrim. First, the Rambam brings Kveid av ve'em mitzvahs aseh gedela. To honor one's parents is a great positive commandment. Ve'chein meira av ve'em. And the same thing, to show fear and respect. Shokal eison ha'kosev b'chveid b'morei. And the two are equal, and the Torah equates this with the honor and the respect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself demands. And that's what we quoted from the Gemara in Kiddushin, which he brings. Kederek sheziva al kveid shmei ha-godl u-meirei kach tziva al kveidam u-mar'om. With the same respect and the same fear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded for himself, that's what he commanded you should have for your parent. Ezehu mora ve'ezehu kovet. What are some examples of fear and respect, and what are some examples of honor? Meira le'emet b'mkeimei v'le'isha b'mkeimei. That if your father or your mother has a special place where they would stand. We don't have that too often today. We have a special place where they sit. But there used to be a place that a father would stand. The Gemara brings, the Rishonim bring that, like for example, if your father, whenever he was discussing something, a matter of very, with other Chachomim or with other people, he was discussing something of great serious nature, he would always have a place where he would stand. I once read on one of the early Rothschilds, he had a place where he stood at the London Stock Exchange. No one else would stand in that place. That was his. All right? So if your father has a special place to stand, then you're not allowed to stand in that place. If he has a special place to sit, this is also for your mother, you're not allowed to sit in that place. It's all discussing here, but you have to be not allowed to contradict your father. Not allowed even to. Gemara brings that if your father's having a discussion with someone else, you're not even allowed to say, I agree with my father. Okay? Because that also is considered a chutzpah. See? It doesn't need your agreement. What happens if you have to do it? The Gemara goes into ways how it's proper and how it's improper. You're not allowed to call him by his name. By his name. Elaima Abamori. Must call him father. Father, my teacher. Father, my teacher. Ezel Kovet. Now, what is honoring a person? That was Mora, fearing. What is honoring? Michael, you must assist him to eat. Mashke, to drink. Malbish, if he needs your help to get dressed. Machase, to cover up. And if your father does not have the means to do this, then imein momen la'ab, and the son has, then the son has to support the father and mother. It brings what happens if he refuses to do so. Kefin, I say, the best thing will force him. You have the means and your father or mother doesn't. You have to come up with to help him. You have to take care of him and help him in every possible way. In this mitzvah, there's no difference between a man and a woman. Both a son and a daughter are obligated, but a son has more ability. This is in halacha above. A son has more ability than a woman, because the woman is also has a responsibility to her husband. But beyond that, or if she's single, then the mitzvah is the same. Ad heichon hikibur aveim, How far does the honor of a mother and father go? Afila not le biyam kis shel zehuvim shelo v'yishlichu b'fonav leyam. Even if he would take some money, well, that was his, or they go into perhaps even yours, and throw it into the sea. You're not allowed to insult him, even in such a case. Not allowed to embarrass him. You're not even allowed to become angry. You must accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has demanded and be silent. The Ad Heichon Moron, and how far does it go, the fear? So he brings the Gemara that we had. Even if a person was wearing beautiful royal garments and he was sitting at the head of a congregation and the father or mother came and tore it off and slapped him and spit before him, la yachlimam is not allowed to rebuke them. Ela yishtoik, he must be silent. And he must fear the king of all kings that have commanded us in this. Sheilu melech bosav adom goza alav dover shu mitzare. Yesem yisrael lo hayochel lefachis b'dover. What happens if a king of flesh and blood would cause us more anguish than that? We wouldn't say anything. So certainly when it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the other aspect though, the Rambam brings that a father or mother should not be too demanding and too heavy when it comes to a son and a daughter, to demand everything from them when it comes to these halachos. But they should find they can't forfeit everything, they can't waive everything, but find a balance. And therefore it states also, because if you become too demanding, then you are many times guilty of lifnei evil, you're throwing an obstacle in their path and then causing them to be over this great aveira. And that's, therefore it states that an older son you're not allowed to strike, to hit, lest he becomes very angry and then who knows what he might do. What do you do, the Rambam brings, what do you do if a parent is no longer of good mind? You're obligated to care for them, their needs, until Shemayim is Marachim, shows mercy on them, and they come back to stability. But what happens if it comes to the point where it's just impossible for him to deal with his parent because of their state, and he's afraid that he will not be able to deal with them properly? Then what he must do is command or hire others who are very competent to take care of his parents in such a case, and he should play a backseat role. In other words, he's not free from the mitzvah, but if it becomes impossible for him to deal with the situation anymore, and it comes out that if he will deal, he won't be able to deal in good faith or respectful faith with the parent, then what he has to do is get someone else who can deal with it and competently, and he has to remove himself from the front lines. I'd like to conclude with a few notes of what the Maharam of Prague says on these Gemaras that we refer to. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael he speaks about the Aseres Adibros. This is in Perek Arboim Ve'echot 41. He asks the question. He asks a number of questions. But the first question he asks is, what command is the command of Kibbur Aveim? It's the fifth. There were five on one luach and five on the other. Five on one tablet and five on the other tablet. If we'll examine all ten of them, we'll find out that the first five deal with man in regards to Hashem. The second five deal with man in regards to man. See, the first, but there's one exception to that. The first four is, I'm the Lord your God, you shall not have other gods, you shall not swear in vain, you shall remember my Shabbos. That's the first four. The next five is that you shall not kill, you should not steal, you should not kill, you shall not. Incidentally, the stealing of the Ten Commandments is Ganef Nefoshes, means you shall not kidnap a person, and you shall not kill, and you shall not commit adultery. Leisachmaid, and Edis, you shall not give false testimony, and you shall not covet other people's possessions to the point where you forcefully make them sell it to you. Now, those five deal with man and man. One exception to all of this, and that's this mitzvah, Kibbur Aveim. That's the last one of the two tablets. And this was the first five, but this is not dealing with Hashem, this is dealing with man and his parents, which is man between man and his fellow man. So then the Maral answers it with the Gemara that we cited. No, it's actually both. Like the Gemara stated, Gimel Shutfin Ba'odim, that why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu equate his own honor together with the honor of a parent? Because he says they're intertwined. It was both I and your parents that formed and created you. And therefore, Gimel Shutfin, there are three partners. And therefore, when you honor your parents, you're honoring me also. When you dishonor your parents, you're dishonoring me also. So actually, this is a combination of the mitzvahs bein odom lamokim, mitzvah between man and Hashem, and bein odom lachaveira, between man and his fellow man. And therefore, actually, this is the chibur. This is the mitzvah which joins the first tablet to the second tablet. And that's why it's number five. Then he goes on to explain why did Rav Yosef Kasheshoma Kari Diime, when he would hear the footsteps of his mother coming, he would say, Ekum, let me get up, become a Shkinte before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shkinah's coming. He says as follows, what is the Shkinah? The Shkinah is the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that dwells with us. It's from the word Shochen, to dwell. B'shochanti b'seichom, that I might dwell amongst you. A parent has that Shkinah in them for you because of Gimel Shutfin Ba'odim, because they all combine forces to create you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed, like we mentioned, the Braisa Masechet Nida, there are 20 elements that went in, 20 components that went into making you, making us. 10 HaKadosh Baruch Hu contributes, 5 the father and 5 the mother. So they are in you from your mother and father and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when a parent comes to you, and that's the chibur, there's a connection, they are bringing with them also a Kodesh Baruch to you, because they join forces with him in making you. And he brings the mother more than the father. See, notice Rabbi Yosef said that on his mother but not on his father. Because the father is more remote. When it comes to the formation of the child, of the embryo, the father is more remote. He plants the seed, but then he's finished. And the development takes part in the mother's body, and she's closer. And therefore, when she comes, there's this Gilui Ashkina. And that's why Rav Yosef would say, I must stand up, the Shkina's coming. Now, he asked the question, by this mitzvah, the Torah, not by all mitzvahs, does the Torah reveal what the reward will be. But the Gemara tells us that Kivur Av Ve'Em is a mitzvah's essay, Shematn Schora Ksuba B'Tzidur. It's a positive commandment where the reward for the mitzvah is written right in the Torah. And that's what we quoted. It says, Kavides Alvicho Vesimecho, Leman Yarichon Yamecho, in order that I shall give you length of days, Ala Adoma Shenosatiloch. In the second time that commandments are written, there it repeats this, but adds, Uleman Yitavloch, and in order that I should give you goodness, days of goodness. The Gemara says this is not necessarily referring to this world. Because no matter how long a person will live, the Gemara says it's not long. Anything that has an end, it's not long. Something that's kula orach, that is not ending, that's long. So the Gemara says it's referring to the world which is kula orech and kula tov. That is non-ending and only good. Because this world, in all the respect, it has good in it, but sometimes it doesn't. So it's referring to the world which is kula orech v'kula tov. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you give honor to your parent, He will give you the world to come, where there is Arichas Yomim and Itavloch, days of goodness, total goodness. Now the question is why? What does one thing have to do with another? She says, because, again with what we refer to, when a person honors his parent in the way that the Torah commanded him, which you see is a very, very extreme mitzvah, what he is doing is recognizing where he came from. Because it's not only because what the good they did for you. This is where you come from. They brought you into the world. It's recognizing where they came from. Hand in hand, Gimel Shutvim Be'olam, there are three partners. He has to recognize where they came from and where all the generations came from. And this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in there is the recognition where they came from and where the world comes from. When we recognize where the world comes from and we bring ourselves close to this recognition, then we are bringing ourselves close to the creation and the creator. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it states on every day of creation, Vayar Hashem Kitov. He saw this was good. There's one exception to that. Monday, but Tuesday made up for it. He said it was good twice. And at the end, Vayara Hashem is kol asher otso. Ki tov, that it was good. Kodesh Baruch Hu's creations are perfect. Kula tov and kula oruch. There's no end and there's nothing lacking. We are far from it, therefore we lack. But when a person raises parents up and show them that respect, and where he comes from, and hand in hand, that is where all of the generations, everyone has parents, children have parents, and the parents have parents, until all the Marishan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are being mizdabek, they are attaching themselves to the Creator, which was Kula Tov and Kula Orach. Therefore they will be zeicha to a day which is Tov Orach. And then on this on this case that the Gemara brings, Doma ben Nesino. He asks, why? What's the Gemara trying to prove that we go to this Roman to learn Kibbur Avim? It says, give me an example of Kibbur Avim, so it talks about this Roman. It's showing great extremities in it. For example, it shows, he says, that there's a possible deal. He gave it up. There's a certain deal, a deal of certainty. Avnei Shechem, he gave it up. And even his mother insulted him and embarrassed him publicly. Didn't say anything. Ad Heichon, that's what the Gemara means, to show how far. But why do we come to him? So he says the answer to this is because, like Rashi brought, this is a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that in the second time the Ten Commandments are written, it says, Kabeis Avicha Vesimecha Kasher Tzivcha Hashem, like I have commanded you. Where did Hashem command us before in the Ten Commandments? That was in Mora. Before the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested us and he gave us a Chokul Mishpat. Shom Som Lei Chokul Mishpat V'Shom Nisol. What is a Chok and a Mishpat? A Chok is a statute which is beyond our comprehension, and a Mishpat is something that even had the Torah not given, the human intelligence would dictate this is what's right and this is what's wrong. And the Gemara says, what was the chok? The chok was either Shabbos or Poraduma, the red heifer. What was the mishpat? It says the mishpat was Kibbur Avim, or dinim some say, but Kibbur Avim. He says, from here you see that the mitzvah to honor a parent is not beyond us. It's not one of the mitzvahs that only the spiritual wisdom decrees, but not human wisdom. Like Por Aduma. It is a decree which is decreed not only by spiritual wisdom, but by human wisdom. This is why it's called Mishpat. And the nations of the world, they were not given the spiritual wisdom. That's the Torah that was given to Israel. And they weren't given this mitzvah. But intelligence and wisdom, human wisdom, they were given. And we see that this person fulfilled all of this coming from the point of human wisdom. In other words, what he was telling us is that human wisdom dictates that you should give up a deal of 600,000 dinarim rather than wake up your father. Human wisdom dictates that you should lose a deal of 600,000 dinarim rather than wake up your father. And human wisdom dictates that that no matter what a person's mother does to him, he has to remain silent and not counter and insult her. That's what the Gemara is bringing out. So now the Gemara comes along, Rav Yosef, and says, if this is by someone who is not commanded in it, this is how far it should go. And we see his reward. So how much more so that we're commanded by it, not only from the aspect of human intelligence, but also from the aspect of spiritual intelligence, the Torah. How much more so do we have to do? And interesting to note, the Maral brings out, what was he rewarded? It says his reward was, is the next year, a Porah Aduma, a gold heifer, was born in his herd. And he was able to retrieve all of his losses by selling that to the Chachomim, to the sages, for the mitzvah of Porah Aduma. That's the Chok. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that when he puts both worlds together, there's human intelligence, and then there's the spiritual intelligence. Ad Porah Aduma, which is even Shlema HaMelech said, he recheike mimeni, it's remote from me. So this person came to such a level of human intelligence, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will reward you with my spiritual intelligence. And he gave him a Porah Aduma, and he was able to recover his losses. These are some points on this great mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And as mentioned, not only unfortunately, but tragically, this is something which is far from us, not because it's far from us, it's because we are far from it. Because the world has, the culture has fallen to such depths, to the point where people lack total respect for each other, for someone who is in a higher state than them, for a teacher, for an older person, certainly for a parent, and so on. And this is something which needs chizuk, it needs strengthening. But it must have strengthening from all fronts, because otherwise one front undermines the other. It must be done from the parents, it must be done from the school and the teachers, it must be done from society. One alone can't do it, because whatever one does, the other one undermines the next minute. This is the mitzvah of Kibur Avi.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.